Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. Hallelujah, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. With my guest host, Minister Harold Copeland. And of course, we know he is no stranger to us, and we are still in this wonderful new teaching series, The Relationship of the Spirit to the Soul to the Body. Hallelujah. So we are so excited that you are here with us to be a part of this teaching broadcast, again, Discipleship Broadcast Ministry, Mission from the Heart. Change can come with resistance or acceptance. Change now can come with resistance or acceptance. Embracing change from a world's view has this effect on mankind. But embracing change with a renewed mind, according to Romans 12, verse 2, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you, end quote, is where you start to see change as good and acceptable to God. God's will for his church, that's you and I. God's will for his church is to be his reflection of his image. Don't miss that, my brothers and sisters. God's will for his church is to be his reflection of his image, his love for all. That's unconditional love or agape love. His change takes time to transform, starting with the spirit man to the soulish man and to the physical body. That's the purpose of this new series that Minister Copeland and I are bringing to you today. So we are in part two of this series, and we encourage you to listen to the first part to bring you up to date. The relationship of the spirit, of the soul, and of the body is what we are going to continue today. And our focus text scripture is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. So if you would prepare your heart, prepare your mind, and prepare your physical body, the listening of your ears, to tune in and journey with us through scripture as we continue to bring the sweet manna of God's word to you in the most simplistic way, that you would be able to continue to grow and go in God's grace. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Minister Copeland. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. The peace of God in your life and the blessings of God always be upon you. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, we are super excited, delighted, just full of joy, always grateful to be back in the studio with you. And we want you to know that it's a delight, and we look forward to it week after week after week after week. And we always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast. We always want you to know that it is an honor to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we always thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the seed of the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. This revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit will release God's divine plan and destiny that he has for your life. And you too shall stand and proclamate the oracles of God to a lost and dying world. And as I said earlier, we're still on this series, the relationship of the spirit to the soul and the body. Awesome teaching. And we pray as the seed of the Word of God flows into your heart, through and through to your mind and your soul, and come out of your body and take over the atmosphere of your life, that you will begin to see the beauty. And Minister Smith talked about the change, that change that's already taken place in your spirit. But your soul and your body is hungering after that change. It wants the truth of the Word of God come forth and illuminate your understanding. Then you will begin to open up your mind, the doorway of your soul, and allow all that goodness, all that treasure, those miracles, that power to flow out of your spirit into your soul and begin to touch your physical body. And once your physical body is touched by the supernatural power of God that is already in your spirit, man, you can do what the Bible says. To them that believe, that's Mark. To them that believe in my name, he said they can cast out spirits. And he said they can speak in new tongues. That's what he said in Mark chapter 16. He said they can take up serpents and scorpions. And this is the part. They can lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is already in our spirit, man. Now it's up to us to take the Word of God and release it by faith and release that power out of our spirit into our soul, that it may touch our physical body. And once it touches our physical body, we can release it into the atmosphere. Let us dive right on into the teaching. And you know we like to always start out with our lunch pad scripture. And our lunch pad scripture comes out of, as was said, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. No, excuse me. Our lunch pad scripture comes out of prayer. Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and I want to add 24. Last week we read 24, and 24 blessed my heart, and we're going to just keep 24 in our lunch pad scripture in this series. Let us read that.
Amen. First Thessalonians 5, 23, and 24, and it reads this way in the New King James translation. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Amen.
Amen. Now, as we get ready to dive in, we got about two or three more scriptures that we will use to set up the teaching. Now, these scriptures was read last week, but it is imperative that as we go on into the teaching, that we set up these scriptures to have the foundation to support and qualify where we're going to go. So our next scripture will come out of the book of Genesis, the second chapter, verse 7.
Genesis 2, verse 7. And the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Amen.
Amen. So as you can see in the book of beginning, the original creation of man, out of the dust of the ground came a body. God breath that went into the man is the spirit, and the power in the breath allowed the soul of the man to come alive. Spirit, soul, and body. Let us go to the book of Hebrews. And that's right. The lady should not make the coffee, because it clearly states in the word, Hebrews, remember that, ladies and men, get up and do your job. The book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12.
Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen.
If we ever want to get this revelation of spirit, soul, and body, I am a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a physical body. That revelation has to come through the Holy Spirit by the Word of God. So the Word of God, Holy Spirit bringing revelation. It is not revelation into our minds, but revelation, knowledge of the Holy Spirit into our hearts. In Ephesians, it explains it as that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened, that we begin to see, not with our carnal eyes. Our carnal eyes draws right to the natural realm. And our carnal eyes are affected according to the five senses. What we could touch, taste, hear, see, or smell. Our carnal eyes believe our circumstances, believe our situation. Ooh, don't let them see a mountain. Our carnal eyes will give up. You mean I got to go down in that valley? Our carnal eyes don't want to go there. But we have the eyes of our understanding, which is our spiritual eyes. And our spiritual eyes go beyond the natural realm. And our spiritual eyes see what God is doing in every circumstance, in every situation. And since we are people of faith, let me say that our spiritual eyes see what God has already done in every circumstance, in every situation. Amen. In this Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, love himself that came into the earth realm. We are no longer victims but we are victors. And as Minister Smith said in the introduction, no matter what the circumstance or situation looked like, God is working. And my heart rejoices in that. And I just want to say right now, I confirm her statement that God is working. Amen. He's behind the scene. He's the puppet master. He's the one pulling the strings behind the scene. Hallelujah. And no matter how bad it looks or how long it's been going on and who it didn't happen to and who can come out of it, we coming out. Amen. I said, we coming out. I said, we coming out with power. We coming out in authority. We coming out with victory. And we are not coming out by ourselves. We're going to bring out whoever we can with us. And once we get them out, we're going back and get some more. So God is working. He's behind the scene, the puppet master. And he's working all things together for the good, for those that love the Lord. We are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. As Hebrews said, that the only thing, if I can use that, that can dissect us into that, that we can get this revelation of spirit, soul, and body, he said the word of God. He said that because the word of God divides asunder, brings asunder, like cut in half the soul from the spirit. And see, the body is obvious. It's the soul and the spirit that we as Christians, we get confused because we try to figure it out. But if we get that word of God and let that word of God cut us asunder, cut us open, and then we'll begin to get the revelation, I am a spirit. I have a soul, and I live in a body. And when God saved me, he only saved one third of me. He saved my spirit man. And in my spirit man right now, I am just like Jesus Christ. In my spirit man right now, I am wall to wall Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is on the inside of me. And where the spirit of the living God is, there is liberty. I am liberated from every circumstance and every situation. In my spirit man right now, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling in my mortal body. He has quickened me. He has made me alive. I shall live and not die and declare the words of the Lord. The revelation, a spirit, soul, and body that reveals the relationship of the spirit to the soul, to the body. And with that, all that goodness has to come forth, be dug out of the spirit and received in the mind, which is the soul, the doorway to the soul. And once that revelation get into the soul just releases it into the physical body. Amen. It's an understanding. I had to meditate this for years to get it and to be able to appropriate it in my life. It is simple. Amen. But the faith has to rise up, and we have to be like Nike. We can't think about it. We just got to do it. See, God has already done his part. He's faithful. And if we line up with his faithfulness and we do our part, we shall have the blessings and the victory manifest in our lives right before our haters, if you have any. Let's just say right before the unbeliever. We'll leave it like that. Amen. One more scripture. One more scripture. I have to read this one. Amen. Romans chapter 8. I don't know if you ever heard me say this, but that's my favorite chapter in the book. I love all the Word of God. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. But I do have a favorite. It's Romans chapter 8. And we want to read Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
Romans 8, verse 9. And it reads this way. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. Amen.
Amen. That last statement, let's take like 10 seconds, 20 seconds to ponder that last statement. If anyone do not have the Spirit God, he, that person who do not have the Spirit of God, is none of his. God. In layman's term, that person do not belong to God. If that person, that individual, do not have God's Spirit. And if we have God's Spirit, what did God's Spirit do? God's Spirit done a lot of things. But let's just focus on the same Spirit, the same power that raised Jesus Christ is dwelling in your mortal body. Look at the power that you have in your spirit. That power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in you. And we need to ponder, am I a Christian? Do I have that power? And maybe somebody is saying, I'm not a Christian. I can't even claim to have it. Well, we'll get there in the teaching. And you know what? You shall get the power. I say, you shall get the power. Amen. Now, in this teaching, what we wanted to bring out as we look at spirit, soul, and body, there is a pivot point, or should I say a point that's pivotal, okay? And in order, because we're trying to reach something, a place that our lunch pad scripture say that we can go. At the end of it, it says, I pray God that your whole spirit, soul, and body become blameless. That's where we're trying to go. Amen. Become blameless until Jesus come back. Amen. And out of the spirit, soul, and body, there's one part that is the pivot point. It's pivotal for this to happen. And as we said, the word pivot said was defined as the central point, central, said the mechanism that makes the whole thing operates. Amen. A point where everything operates. In another word, say oscillate. The point where it oscillates, the pivot that makes everything, holds everything together. Now, you were probably thinking spirit. You know what? I'm not going to say yay, and I'm not going to say nay. We're just going to let the teaching bring out the pivot point and the relationship of the spirit to the soul and to the body. Let's recap. Last week, we said, if your spirit and soul agree, you will experience the life of God. Your born-again spirit is always for God because it's already been completely changed into his likeness and image. When your soul agrees with your spirit, that's two parts of you being against one. Since the majority rules, always rules, your soul and your body will experience the life, the victory, and the power that's in your spirit. Now, on the other hand, there's also an opposite side. The supernatural flow of God from your spirit to the physical stops when your soul agrees with your body. Again, the majority rules. And so you will be dominated by the natural realm. You cut yourself off from experiencing God's life in you when you align your soul with what you can touch, taste, hear, see, smell, feel, the senses. Instead of aligning your soul up to the Word of God, what's in your spirit must, M-U-S-T, must flow through your soul in order to get out to your body and the physical world around you. That's a nugget. Write that down. That's a nugget. That's a nugget. What's in your spirit must, M-U-S-T, flow through your soul in order to get out into your body and the physical world around you. Not only will you be blessed, but you can be a supernatural blessing in the lives of other people. Amen. Now, I have three diagrams here in the studio. And the people in the studio can see them, but those by radio cannot. So I am going to try to be explicit and descriptive as possible and try to make these diagrams as realistic to those listening by radio just as it is to those in the studio. Now, the first diagram I have to show this relationship is a target. So Radio Land, I need you to imagine a target. I don't know, I'm from the old school and I haven't seen one in a while. We used to play darts when we was kids, and we had a dart board. If you can just imagine the dart board, a target, dart board, a bullseye. And that's what the radio, that's what the people in the studio are looking at, a target. Now, in this target, there are three circles. And the outer circle, the big outer circle, that's the body. And then there's a middle circle. And that middle circle is the soul. And right in the center, the core, in the core, there's a little small circle, and that's the spirit. Now notice, that the outer body circle, the next circle, which is the soul, and the soul touches the core circle, which is the spirit. The soul, the spirit and the body never touches. So whatever comes out of the core has to go through the soul to get to the body. The spirit, the core circle, and the outer circle, the body, they never touches. They do not have any direct contact. The relationship of the spirit to the soul and to the body. Now, most people don't recognize the fact that their spirits are the core of their being. They function primarily out of the soulish part of them, believing what they think and feel is reality. They may perceive that their souls to be the core of who they are, but God's word different. Our spirit is the real us. Amen. And we have said that over and over, and you know what? It's going to reoccur every time you listen to the word of God, because our job, our calling, our ministry is to give you truth. And we will never be able to perceive truth if we try to perceive it through our own understanding. Our God is a spirit, and those that worship him, and the word worship takes on a connotation of having any type of relationship or any type of fellowship with him, must, there go my word again, M-U-S-T, must worship, must fellowship, must encounter him in spirit and in truth. Now, I have another diagram in studio, and it's three ring circles. And they are side by side. The first circle is the spirit. And the second circle really overlaps the first circle as a Venn diagram. So they touches. So the first circle, spirit, is touched by the second circle, soul. And the third circle, body, overlaps the second circle like a Venn diagram. They touches, and they lay side by side. And if we start from the left, which is the spirit, which touches and overlaps by the soul, and the soul touches and overlaps by the body. So what, there's another a description of how whatsoever is in the spirit is touched by the soul, enter into the soul, and the soul is touched by the physical body and receive that has been released from the spirit. And notice that it, whatsoever in the spirit, the goodness, the miracle, just does not have direct access to go straight to the physical body. It has to go through the soul. And the last way I will show this, in studio I have a pipe, just a regular pipe, going from left to right. Now, on the left side of that pipe is the body. And we go all the way to the right side of that pipe, we have the spirit. And you may say, well, you say, well, the body and the spirit never touches. That's right, because on the top of that pipe is a valve that you turn, and that valve is the soul. Yes. And see, whatever in the spirit If you wanted to get to the body, you got to go to the valve on top of the pipe, and you got to begin to turn the valve. And when you turn the valve, all of that that is in the spirit will begin to enter through the valve and get to the body. Now, that valve is like your water fountain. If you turn it a little bit, you're going to get a little substance coming out of it. And then you could turn it midway, and you're going to get midway substance coming out of it. But then you could turn it full, and all that fullness that's in the spirit will begin to flow through that valve and get into the physical body and into the physical realm. It's kind of like the scripture that say, out of your belly shall flow rivers. Yes, if you turn that valve, which is the soul, all the way up, the rivers that's in the spirit, man, come through that valve and begin to flow into the physical body. The relationship. I know the studio get the gist of the descriptions that was said. I pray that Radio Land that I was explicit and descriptive enough that you have a spiritual understanding of my diagram. Amen. In our spirit, we have the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. You know, and I say that, but we're going to read it. We're going to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians. And chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, starting with verse 18 through verse 20.
Ephesians 1, 18 through 20. Eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Amen.
Amen. Now, it's clearly we have the power. If we're saved again, and if we're saved, we have that power. If we're not, we don't. And the Holy Spirit is going to give you the opportunity to receive this power. But I would just like to say before I turn the mic over to Minister Smith, that it's possible to have this power and never manifest it. If our soul, like the valve, stays close to the truth, we won't experience it without opening that valve by renewing our minds to God's word. The eternal reality in our spirits won't be able to impact the temporary reality of our physical realm. All that resurrection life and power just stays locked up inside until we look in the spiritual mirror long enough to see the real you and begin to release it. Now, we can actually die with all of the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead sitting untapped within you. It would be like dying of thirst while leaning against a well full of life-giving water. If we are dominated by our five senses and agreeing with the natural realm, we will never be able to release the power that is already on the inside of us. A great man of God, said that one of the richest places and the whole world is the graveyards, because it is filled with Christians that never tapped into the treasures that God buried in their spirit. Now, through this teaching of relationship of the spirit to the soul and the body, every believer has the opportunity to take the word of God and divide asunder their spirit, soul, and body, and begin to release the truth and the reality that God has already placed in the spirit man by the power of the word of God and the Holy Spirit. Begin to release it into their souls, that it may enter their physical body, and that it may enter the physical world, and God may use them to do great exploits for his kingdom. It's all yours. All you have to do is look into the mirror of the word of God and believe the supernatural reflection that you see. Well, I hear that one say, well, I haven't received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Amen. The day is the greatest day of your life, because the Spirit of God is here now. And every time the Spirit of God comes, he comes to draw man's hearts and minds into the heart and mind of God. And God has already prepared us for this, and he has already anointed Minister Smith with the anointing of the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us and take us to the cross that we may receive Jesus. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is our opportunity and your opportunity to pray with you and extend Christ to you through the word of God, to show us the importance of the spirit man, our soulish man, and the physical body. Now it's time for you to prepare in your heart the receiving of Jesus Christ. Why? Because of what he has done for us on the cross, that we may come to our Lord God through him in prayer, nothing hindering us but our own soulish ways of thinking, worldly ways of thinking, our own doubt of thinking. And we want to put that away. And the way to do that is to accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as the one and only way to the Father. And you can do that today, for God has set aside today, this day, for that to take place. And he did it for you. He knew you would be coming here today to receive him. He knew that. Just as he knew the woman at the well was there drawing water from a well at a time that most did not come to draw water. He knew she was there. He knew she needed a savior. He knew she needed to be born again. She knew. He knew that she needed a new life. That's you today. So we want to partner with you, as other brothers and sisters who are listening to this broadcast would pray alongside us for you, so that you will know that you know that you know that you know that you are now filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So let's go as humbly as you know how to the feet of Jesus and make your petition known to him, surrendering yourself, surrendering it all to him and him alone. He knows who you are. He's got you. So do not be afraid, but be reverenced in all reverential fear. And if you don't know what that means, the more that you come to know him, by the renewing of your mind, it will all make sense to you, my brother, my sister. But right now, this is the hour of your life that you have made the best decision that you could have ever made, and that is to be saved, to be born again, brand new. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Now it's my words, it's your heart that God sees. He sees your heart, my brother, my sister. So don't come half-hearted or with a little bit of doubt. Just be humble, childlike, in the sense that you have just come to the area of your life that you are ready, willing, and able to say yes to God and no to sin. Hallelujah. So now you will have a changed mind, a changed life, a changed heart. All of your insides will start changing, just as Minister Lane. So let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, and you make it personal to you, my Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in my life as it is in heaven. Give me today my daily bread, that I may grow in the manner that you see fit, Lord. I believe by faith that Jesus died on the cross for me. I believe that it was his blood that redeemed me, paid the penalty for my sin. No one else or nothing else could do that for me, Lord God, and I thank you. Lord, I know that your amazing grace shines upon me, has guided me to this place today, and I'm so forever thankful for what you have done with me in guiding and nudging me and leading me to you and speaking to me in a way that does not make sense. But here I am, Lord. Here I am, arms with extended hands open to you, with a heart that is ready to be consumed by you. Here I am, Lord, so ever grateful to your love for me. When the world tried to take me away, sell me a story of make-believe, and tried to conform my mind, my thinking, Lord, thanks be to you. You kept me. You held me. You protected me, and you led me to right where I am today. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and you are still doing for me. I'm so grateful, Father God. Thank you for your son, Jesus, and what he did on the cross. In Jesus' holy name I pray today, Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, this is a day, this is a day, this is a time, this is a day, my brother and my sister, as you rise up off your knees or raise your head up from being bowed in prayer of salvation. This is a joy. This is a joy that the saints praise God for you and with you. Hallelujah. That we are joyful for you because you have made a decision. You have made a declaration to the world that I am a believer in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we encourage you to read the Bible every day to know Christ better. And to talk to God through prayer every day. Tell others that you know who your Lord and Savior is, Jesus Christ. Tell them who he is to you. Worship and fellowship and serve with other brothers and sisters in Christ, seeking a Bible encourage you to do within your community, that you would be baptized by submersion of water, and that you would seek out within that church a Sunday school class, that you would continue to be nurtured and undergirded in growing in the Word of God together with other brothers and sisters in Christ, and continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio, that you would be discipled, that your growth would be according to God's increase, that he would use you to the magnitude that he's purposed in your life, my brother and my sister. As Christ represented in a needy world by you, we demonstrate a new life of love in a sick and dying world. So, hallelujah, praise the Lord for your brand new, born again spirit. Hallelujah. That the soul will conform and the physical body will too. Minister Copeland.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praise and honor and glory to him who sits on the throne and ruleth and reigneth forever, 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 and forever. And he who rules and reigns is so excited that his sons and his daughters has been snatched out of the kingdom of darkness, and now they has been translated in the kingdom of their daddy, the kingdom of light, by the bridge that connects us back to God. And this bridge has a name. His name is Jesus. And the angels are in heaven rejoicing, 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 rejoicing for the souls that has been rescued from the lies of the enemy. And the reason the angels rejoice with so much joy and so much peace and so much happiness is because they're looking at God our Father. And when you pray that prayer, God our Father had a big smile on his face all the way from the right side to the left side, because he was so excited to see his son and daughter come back home. Welcome, 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 my brothers and my sisters. Take your place in the body of Christ, and you will be instructed and led by the power and the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Now, in the teaching, I'm sure you figured it out, pivot, we was looking for the pivot. It's pivotal for this to happen. Because we want to, I pray God, your whole spirit, soul, and body, we want to be in union, you know, all of them to operate in the union of the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, we already have Holy Spirit in our spirit, man. Amen. And the statement was that many Christians could die in that shade, filled with Holy Spirit. And the illustration was, it's like leaning against a well full of water and dying of thirst. All you have to do is drink out of the well, and you won't die of thirst. And you're leaning against the well. So even though we have this great power in our spirit, important as that is, and this salvation we have in our spirit, it guarantees us that when we die, we're going to heaven. But we are still living in the earth realm, in the earth kingdom. Amen. And we need victory here. So what we have in our spirit gives us victory after death, that we're going to be with our Father and Jesus to live forever in the place that Jesus has prepared for us. But in order to get victory while we are here on earth, it is pivotal for us to get that power out of our spirit, man, and allow it to go through our soul. Yes. The soul is the pivot point. And the soul will direct it to the body. Now that same power that's in our spirit is also in our body, in our soul, and we are now whole. Yes. We are blameless, spirit, soul, and body until the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's why we go to church after we get saved. Because we're working it out, working out that miracle. We're working it out into the soul. That's why we pray. We work it out. We're working it out. That's why we worship. We're working that out in what's in the spirit. We're working it out to get into the soul. Amen. That's why we study the word. That's why we meditate the word. We're working it out. We got to get it to the pivot point, the soul. And the soul distributes it to the body, which is released into the physical realm. The relationship of the spirit to the soul, the pivot point, to the body. May the grace of God go before you. May the peace of God rest and abide in you and through you, and may the love of God flow like a river of living water out of every one of us, that others may know and come to receive Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. God bless you. I love you. Have a wonderful day. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Copeland, for doing what you do, led by the Holy Spirit to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to all of those who have an ear to hear. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, this brings us to the end of this broadcast, and we will continue in our studies, and we just want you to always know that the grass wither and the flowers fadeth. But we know, as we hear every broadcast, as you join us on every broadcast, that the word of God will remain forever and ever and ever. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, for being a faithful listener to this broadcast, Mission from the Heart. And we will continue to pray for you as you pray for us. God bless you.